Yeah, it wasn't that I didn't want to inflict the rest of that song on you guys. It's that I couldn't deal with it myself. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night. And it's the Thursday night jick. And no one else, because everyone else who works and lives and hangs out here is gone. Except for Pezboy, who came over to do some Christmas shopping at the Asymmetric store in person. I had to call the sales girl to come in and work. She normally had this day off. And she's always getting in trouble for taking too many cigarette breaks and stuff. It's really obnoxious having to manage a staff of high school kids at our huge retail location. Just kidding. That doesn't actually exist. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what's happened since Monday. I don't exactly remember what day Monday was in terms of me moving stuff. Okay, here's what happened. I need to look at that thread in the forums to see what day it is. I'm thinking about a progress update on the new servers here. And I updated that on Tuesday. All right, so it looks like I did stuff after the last show. So on 12/20, which was Tuesday, yeah, Monday night, I got the main game files working. Okay, so, yeah, like I posted in the thread, I got all the game files transferred over, and I got the maintenance scripts and stuff and all of our GM utilities all over there and working. And so, basically, the thing that's been irritating to me for the last few days is that I now basically have two separate sets of code to maintain. And everything I change, which every extra little dollop of Crimbo content requires me to edit a few scripts, and then I have to remember to port those specific scripts over again to the new servers before we can roll that stuff. I got the dev guys playing their infinite numbers of turns on the new dev server, and there are some issues. There's some things I got to fix. There's some things that aren't quite correctly automated yet. As far as I know, the integration guy is ready for us to migrate at any time. I have a feeling. The thing is, the Crimbo event is going to keep changing up until Sunday, up until Christmas Day, so I feel like probably the wisest course of action is to do the server migration on the 26th, because at that point, after Christmas, we'll have a sort of stable set of code that isn't going to be changing for at least a week that I can port over and, get... Maybe on Christmas night after my mom leaves and after Mr. Skullhead's mom shows up after my mom leaves and then she leaves, I can do one last port of the code over, make sure everything's working again, and then get ready to switch stuff over on Monday. And then we'll see. I would imagine that... I was going to say that I would imagine that it's going to be a little bit bumpy, the transition, because... based on what happened with the forums. Like, there were some just things where it's like, okay, well, it's fine, but then it turns out when another 100 people log on, that's configured such that it's, MySQL processes are going to take up too much memory, and it's going to start getting swap files and slow down, crash. The fact that that happened probably makes it less likely that that's going to happen on the actual game servers, because now we sort of know what to watch out for. So yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see how this goes, because right now the new database servers are tuned kind of the same way the forum servers are. The forum server is. The change in the forums isn't really a good indicator of, like, I don't know that the forums are going to get any faster. Like, they're running on slightly better hardware, but they're still sharing the load with the image server, which is getting hit like crazy because of all the extra people playing because of the new content. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if we can continue to tune that and make the forums run faster, but they're pretty much, they seem to be in pretty good shape as far as I'm concerned. The obvious test will be while the game is down for the transition, when there will be 1,000 people logged onto the forums at once. In order to stress test the forums, I ought to just take the game down. Be like, oh my god, I deleted the database again. And then everyone would be like, rushing to the forums post, oh my god, that douchebag deleted all my shit again. And then I, like an hour later, I'd be like, haha, just kidding. Thanks for helping us test the forums. But I wouldn't do that to you guys. We got, I forgot to erase the Radio Bugbear questions from this past Monday. So let me scroll through these and find where we left off. There are a few questions from, a few questions from yesterday. It looks like somebody thought that I was playing some Spin Doctors. There must have been somebody else playing some Spin Doctors. Hungry Loan Shark says, hey, Jake, could you please not add any more content? Lag's a bitch, yo. Yeah, you know, I've always felt, you know, yes, I understand that whenever we do holiday events, they're so cool that everybody wants to play, and so that makes the game slow, but I haven't really felt that that was a good enough reason to not do it, especially at this point. Hey, and it must be the end of rollover, because I'm starting to get connection failures to the MySQL server because of everybody logging on at once. It'll be so nice when this ends. Xenophobe and I were talking today about writing some scripts to sort of automate logging on as a bunch of different people all at once and hitting all that database traffic all at once on the new boxes to see what's happening. But I don't know. I don't know to what extent we're going to be able to simulate. I mean, you know, he and I had a conversation today which basically amounted to the best way to simulate a lot of traffic is to generate a lot of traffic by just letting people hit it. Because, I mean, it would probably be more effective to just let everybody try and log onto the server than it would be to spend a week trying to tune it and then having to do whatever we would be doing anyway. You know, because it's not like you guys are, I mean, you know, which is not to say that I don't appreciate that some of you think this stuff is important, but it's not like we're a bank website or something, you know. I mean, it's just not a big deal if we bring the server back up and then we're like, oh, fuck, sorry, got to take it down for 20 minutes to reconfigure my SQL and then bring it back up because, you know, and honestly, people are accustomed to that kind of thing. That's sort of how we roll here. Everyone's involved in the process of us fucking everything up all the time. Wodka Sauce says, if you complain about the random number generator in chat, it will shift in your favor. Seriously. Yeah, that's something that I wrote in, actually. There's this complicated heuristic that if I tell that you're bitching about the chance of a certain thing happening, it will set the make this person lucky flag in your player table. Yeah, and good deal. Jay Herskow asks a question that is kind of interesting. How about adding to the KOL store miniature plastic things? Production will be pretty cheap, I would guess. Well, we've been in the process since early 2005 of trying to get a set of plastic toys made, and it's a lot harder than you would think. It seems like, all right, you're a guy, you want to make some plastic toys. Typically what happens is you either have an idea for the design, and so you end up needing to hire somebody to do the prototype and then get some company to actually manufacture it and sell it for you. Or you start a business making the stuff and, you know, not making the stuff, but getting it manufactured and selling it. And there are two problems there. We can't get help from the first kind of people because what we end up... We say, all right, we want to make these plastic figures, and we go to places that make plastic figures, and we say, how do we do this? And they're like, well, you hire one of our artists to design the figure for you, and then you sign a contract with us where we have all your stuff manufactured. And you say, well, can you just tell us how to get it manufactured? Because we, you know, they're expecting you to not have financial backing, and they're expecting you to not have the ability to actually create the prototypes, I feel like. And we sort of have both of those things, and so it's just a matter of trying to find actual manufacturers for it. And they're all in China, which makes it hard to cope to a certain extent. I mean, unless the only way that I could avoid having this stuff made in China is if we decided to charge you $50 a pop for 3-inch tall plastic statues, which is not going to. So then what happened, so during this process, so the pretentious artist has made prototypes of all this stuff, right? And we've got like 6 or 8 familiars. Actually, they're not all. We decided not to do all familiars. There's 6 or 8 little KOL things that he's made the little sculptures of, and we've got he's got molds made for them and all this stuff. And we're trying to figure out how to get them manufactured in plastic. And so at last year's San Diego Comic Convention, we met some people who most of their advice was, here's how you do this in order to make a lot of money, and you're going to have to do a bunch of things you don't like in order for it to be profitable. And I'm just trying to talk to them saying, like, look, you know, I don't really care about making a lot of money on them. I just want them to exist, and I want people to be able to buy them. And, you know, as long as it's kind of the way the whole store runs, as long as our costs are covered and, like, we make a little, you know, a little bit of money, it's like, I might as well sell stuff cheaper, because it's not like the amount of money we make in the store is pretty small compared to the amount of money that comes in from donations. The reason the store exists is because people for years were just saying, please make stuff and sell it to us. Please make stuff and sell it to us. It wasn't like we were like, hey, we can make a lot of money if we made stuff and sold it to people. Really, what the store does is it creates way more work than it creates money. But, you know, we do enough of a markup that we're, you know, making, I don't know, we make $3 or $4 a shirt probably from the shirts that we sell, and they're still cheaper than any shirts I've seen anywhere else. Like, most places are fucking you guys over. It's really, makes me not want to buy anything from anybody, ever. I see the kind of markup everybody applies to everything. But, you know, most places make most of their money selling stuff, I guess, so that's why they do that. But so, yeah, the advice that we got at Comic-Con was a little bit less than useful. And also, people are really protective about their contacts. Like, they've found, you know, some manufacturer in China that you send them the mold, and then they make you all these things, and they don't want to tell you who the manufacturer is, because suddenly, A, you're competing with them, and B, even though you're totally not, which I don't know why anyone would believe that, and B, you could potentially put in orders that would cause their orders to take even longer to get produced, because it's the kind of thing where, you know, you send the stuff to them, and then it's like, maybe 6 months later, they send you your shipment of stuff on a boat, you know, which kind of sucks. But, yeah, so we got these things, and we're just trying to figure out how to actually get them manufactured. The last thing that I did was I tried for a while to get in touch with the Homestar Runner guys. Finally got an email back from them with the name of a guy who was their contact person for getting their figurines made. Because theirs are small, but they're good quality, so we figured, you know, that's kind of the kind of thing we want. You know, it's not like action figures, it's just little figurines. And so I got the name of a guy, and I emailed him, and about 2 weeks later, he emailed me back and said, hey, sure, send me pictures, and I'll get you a quote. And then I sent him pictures, and then, like, a month went by, and I never heard anything back. So, and it's the kind of thing that I'm not likely to spend a whole lot of time on, so it moves relatively slowly. Although, I'm getting all this pressure on me now from the pretentious artist to shit. You know what? I'm going to play a song while I fix the advent calendar.
Hey, how you doing, baby girl? I noticed you from across the way, and I think me and you should get to talking.
Whatever.
So if you're not doing nothing later on tonight, maybe you can come to my place.
And?
Baby girl, you know how much money I got? Oprah does my laundry.
So what?
Michael Jordan cuts my grass.
Big deal.
You know how frivolous I am? I drive a Hummer to the end of my driveway just to get the mail. And that's all I use it for.
That ain't nothing.
I got 6 stockbrokers, 14 doctors, 2 lawyers, 17 accountants, and 8 other lawyers to watch the first 2 lawyers, so...
God, get out of my face.
And I got custom-made condoms that's made out of other people's dicks.
Wow, really?
And shit, when I'm too tired to get my socks blown, I hire someone else to fuck for me.
Obviously, you mistaken me for someone that gives a shit.
You know how rich I am? You know how much credit I got? I threw away all my platinum cards, and I got a uranium card.
Loser.
Bitch. I drive a Rolls-Royce pickup truck.
Step off, Bucky.
I got a penthouse with a helicopter pad on the roof and snipers in the other building to make sure no one steals my helicopter.
Look, you played out player. I don't need you. I got a vibrator.
Donald Trump delivers my newspapers in the morning, and I don't even tip him.
Listen, motherfucker, if you want some of this, you're gonna have to give me some more.
Goddamn, there ain't no more. Is there?
Shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Give you something, make that nigga close.
explode over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your quips, you know we come with all our supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga name still flicking your brain. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want some wild shit? Give me some more. Yo, Spliff, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you could give me some more. With the cars and the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it, give me some more. Flash with a rash, give me my cash, look at my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want, the niggas cut in the corner. You fucking up the motor, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling news on how you switch to a bitch. Little fake 20 down and get chill with a snitch. So now I pass you straight, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Sydney Portier, hooray shit. Roll with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then a nigga come to your rescue. Why you assuming nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want some wild shit? Give me some more. Hey, Spliff, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Cars in the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it, give me some more. Yo, yeah. Live nigga shit, know what I mean. I represent why we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas don't be coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. Hold my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip on, we doing with niggas from my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OD, when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down. Blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fuckers with me and my people run through your town. Holding it down, thinking the wild nigga give me my crown. Hey, yeah. All my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shot, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want the wild shit? Give me some more. Hey, Spliff, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. With the cars and the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it, give me some more.
Hey, that was exciting. Yeah, so sorry about that. I finished the item for the advent calendar today, but then I forgot to actually code the advent calendar to give it to you. So I had to go in and make sure that everybody who just opened theirs and got something shitty, which was surprising. There were like 500 of them. So 500 people, 500 lucky winners got an extra shitty fruitcake or something. Maybe it's not shitty. Maybe it's exciting to people to get a fruitcake. But yeah, sorry about that, and sorry about the interruption in the show. Although I'm sure you'd rather have cool items than an extra 4 minutes of show. Plus, that's a good song. Busta Rhymes. Yeah. Let's see. Arcone asks yesterday an interesting question. Why aren't bucklers offhand? The reason that they are not offhand is because... we wanted to sort of slowly introduce the concept of offhandness. Well, no. That was sort of the rationale. It wasn't the reason. So here's the deal. I decided that it made sense for the ragdoll and the other stuff to be offhand items. And so I rolled that out, but because there's all this shit going on right now, and I'm in the middle of... this has been kind of a crappy week. So we got all the Crimbo stuff that I keep kind of having to finish on a just-in-time basis. And there's all the new server stuff, and it's the end of the tax year, and I'm butting up against the deadline for a bunch of stuff on the card game, and my entire staff is on vacation. There's just a ton of shit going on. So, what we have to do for the offhand stuff is, and the reason that we haven't done this yet, the reason that we haven't gone through and made all the stuff that currently is accessories that should be offhand actually offhand, is because there are certain things that are going to have to change, so it's more work than just changing the type of the item for a number of reasons. One is like the part of the sorceress quest that requires you to have a certain accessory on that is going to become offhand is going to have to be changed. Because as it stands now, I think that would become impossible if you... Because I think you're required to wield both that accessory and a two-handed weapon. So that's going to have to be changed somehow. And I haven't exactly figured that out yet. But the other thing is, once we take an accessory and make it offhand, we have to write some code. And I keep meaning to write this just as a generic function that I can just drop item IDs into, because that'll make it a lot more likely to actually get this stuff done quickly. So we take, pardon me, we take some saliva and put it into our windpipe instead of our esophagus. Sorry about that, kids. So, yeah, let's say we take the, I don't know, what's something that's an accessory that should become offhand? Oh, the Naugahyde buckler. All right, so we take the Naugahyde buckler, make it offhand. What we have to do then is run code to unequip the bucklers from everyone who has them equipped as accessories, and then run a script to... Well, actually, these probably... I need to figure out what order these things need to happen in. Make sure that no custom outfits have the things listed as accessories, because the not that... well, okay. So all you exploiters, check this out. The custom outfit code doesn't pay attention to what type of item it is that you're equipping. So basically, if you manage to get, you know, wearing a sword as pants into a custom outfit... It won't stop you from doing that when you try and load the custom outfit, because there's no reason for it to hit the item table all those times to make sure that it's there, because as long as you can't equip something, I'm pretty sure you can't set it to a custom outfit element set member element. But yeah, if you figure out a way to do it, then you can wear a sword as pants. And you can be like, hey, everybody, look at my sword pants. And then I'd be like, hey, everybody, look at how that guy's not wearing sword pants anymore. Because I would come after you and fix it. But, yeah, so basically we gotta purge the accessory from custom outfits and make sure that nobody has any equipped. And that's what has to be done to convert certain items to offhand. And there's also things like some things that we need to balance out. And a lot of this, the reason that we haven't done it is because it relies on a lot of stuff that's in the guild quest line of stuff that is just going... It's a long ways out. For instance, I was thinking that it made sense, and I think that I think this came from World of Warcraft or EverQuest or something, where that books should be offhand items. And so I was thinking about the Kickback Cookbook and how that would become an offhand item, but then that ruins a lot of people's strategies because they equip three of them. So what we were going to do was make the Kickback Cookbook like twice as expensive and twice as powerful, since you can only equip one of them, and then replace... have like an accessory or something that gives the additional spell damage bonus that would as part of like a guild quest reward, so that you can still end up with the plus 30 spell damage without, you know, using up any extra slots or anything, but that book becomes offhand, so you know and you can necessarily only equip one of those at a time. That'll also give us stuff for like the poetry journal and the furry fanfic to do. Although I don't know what they would be. I mean, just some kind of offhand thing. So that'll just allow us to give them an enchantment rather than have to have some kind of use for them. But there's a bunch of stuff like that. A bunch of stuff that we've decided was going to be offhand, but that just... it's more complicated than just making it offhand. There's the technical things that have to happen with every item that we do that to, and then there's also just a lot of game balance things. I mean, because we don't want to, you know... we don't want to just dramatically change the landscape of the game by suddenly nerfing some strategy just in the name of... having the equipment make more sense. Yeah, and we don't want to actually nerf the strategy. Let's see. People are talking about extra shitty fruitcakes. Arcane says, will the new tiny plastic figures from the advent calendar affect the tiny plastic trophy? No, they won't. They're a separate one-off special holiday series. Crazy Russian 540 says KOL should have one of those Google Maps APIs so that people can input their zip codes and see a map of where other KOLers are. You know, that seems like the kind of thing that like Coldfront could do or some fan site could do, but I don't necessarily want to set that up myself. Gorblack says, does the elf sign actually drop and how? Not really, not yet. Gorblax also says, what is the letter in the lower left corner of the Fez of Etymology? I don't know. Let's take a look at the Fez of Etymology and see, shall we? also, I think Fez of Etymology should be capitalized, kind of like Epic Equipment. Yeah, it probably should be. Let me take a look and see if I can identify the letter. I sure am swallowing wrong a lot. Paintball09 says, how are you listening to Clan if you're not in one? I can do all kinds of stuff you can't do. And I actually am in a Clan now. I made myself a Clan to test something today. Fez of Etymology, it is a B. That looks like a B. Yeah. Might be a D, but I'm pretty sure that's what Bs look like when I draw them and then shrink them down. Clapping Man says, there should be googly-eyed versions of everything. Slash Hardcore was talking, and we think it'd just be the best if there were ridiculously huge googly-eyed swords. I don't really want to make 1,400 more items so that you can have googly eyes attached to everything. But, Di Vernon says, is there a reason that photoproto-neutron torpedoes don't drop from penultimate fantasy chests? Yes. I don't want them to. You only get the stuff that drops from stuff that's not the mech. So that's why. Cameron says, won't the offhand bit kind of screw crossbow users? Maybe you could add one-handed crossbow pistols. Yeah, I mean, that's other, you know, the other kind of things we have to consider. Though, to me, you know, if you're using a crossbow, you just don't get to use an offhand item. It won't screw them so much as force them to make choices about what kind of stuff they want equipped. Oh, boy. Naked Jew points out a misspelling in the money-making game scenario, and I think I'm going to fix that right now because I think it's definitely, yeah. That happens a lot. Alright, that is fixed. Hooray. Fusilla Man's chiming in with something. Clearly the new seal clubber skill should involve googly eyes. Googly seal eyes. Before that he said, I would like to lend my wholehearted support to the ridiculously huge googly-eyed sword. You can make like a pet sword by meat pasting googly eyes onto your sword. Gorblack says, how does the effect sticky hand statistically affect fumbling? I think it just makes it so you don't ever fumble. I think. Let me see. Never fumble equals false. Equipment can make you never fumble. No, okay. So I guess that... let me check. That must be coded into the fight script. Fumble. Huh. Well, this is another one of those things where I'm not seeing where it is, but... Oh, wait. I think that's... Noxious maneuvers. Eh, I can't find it, and I'm not going to look anymore. So, the answer, Gorblax, is... I don't know. Nightmare says, what the hell are the people in the Brotherhood of the Smackdown looking at? Is there something good on the wall that we can't see? Let me take a look. I wonder what class I am right now. Apparently not the right class. Let's become a seal clubber, shall we? Wow, the game is slow. How can you guys stand to play this stuff? And I'm on the dev server, which is slightly faster than the other servers. It's like, damn, Gina. This game's so slow. Mojo Baggin says, I've got 99 familiars, but a bitch ain't one. Please fix this. Oh, I'll fix it. Oh, I see how everybody in the Brotherhood of the Smackdown seems to be looking off to the right. Yeah, there is something cool on that wall that you can't see. And one day someone will figure out the secret quest to unlock it, to rotate the Brotherhood of the Smackdown 90 degrees and... bring us the first KOL porn experience. Reverend Noodleyson says, Jit, could it be possible to change it so that you could send items and or meat from Hank's and your inventory in one gift package? No. In fact, the reason that I went so long without allowing you to send gift packages from Hank's is because I was planning on doing that, and I couldn't figure out a way to make it look right. I mean, it would get super complicated because, like, counting the stuff, I don't even, like, it makes my head hurt just thinking about what that would look like. And then once I decide to ignore that pain, it makes the other half of my head hurt thinking about what coding that would be like. Because the thing is, it's not, like, if you could rely on people to give you good input, then you would never have to worry about anything. But it's like, you know, if somebody had 3 seal clubbing clubs in their inventory and 1 in Hank's, and then they tried to send 2 from Hank's and 2 from inventory, you know, does the whole thing fail because they don't have 2 in Hank's, they only have 1, or does it figure it out for them? Does it even let you send the same item? I mean, collapsing them. So, like, you know, the other thing is, the gift package thing is pretty smart. Like, if you send, like, 1 seal tooth, 1 seal tooth, 1 seal tooth, and 1 seal tooth, it'll send them 4 seal teeth, and not one at a time like that. So it's like, I don't know. The other thing is, then, you've got to count against 2 arrays when you're figuring out how many items you're trying to put into one package. And you sort of need to do that before you collapse it, but then you also sort of need to do that after you collapse it. So that's just not going to happen. You can either send one, you know, they're cheap. You can either send one from Hank's or you can send one from your inventory, and that's pretty much how it's going to stay. Kitty Wake says, does Mayor Zaparuder check what fairies you already have before giving you the next, or is it completely random? No, he does. He checks which ones you have before he gives you one. I think you have to have put them in your terrarium for him to recognize them, though. In fact, I'm almost sure that I wrote the as familiar function just for that script. Zach Bob says, do you think you could alter the display case so by the put item section there would also be a part that would allow you to choose which shelf to put them on? Yeah, that isn't a bad idea. I'm not sure why it's not already like that. Well, other than that, when I made the display case, it didn't have shelves. But I might have thought that it shouldn't be like that in an effort to not confuse new people about the whole shelf thing. But I think that if I were to just make that only come up if you have some shelves, then it wouldn't be a big deal. Armax says, in light of the Spamzor banning this afternoon, it made me ponder, how many random out-of-nowhere PMs do you receive a day? Is it a field of blue every time you enter chat? It depends on how long I've been gone. Like, if I don't log on for a day, I'll log in and usually have a couple of screenfuls of private messages, and I don't know. They just kind of randomly pour in every once in a while. Like, after I do a system message, I'll suddenly get a shitload of PMs, and if I ban somebody, I get a shitload of PMs. And Dream Isle says, a question for Mr. Jick. Have you ever considered becoming a professional wrestler? Yes, but not for very long. And I wish I could have thought of some funnier way to answer that, but I couldn't. So I'll just start whispering like I do when I get embarrassed. Severus says, how come the chef/bartender in the box can benefit from your cooking/cocktail skills, but in a box cannot from your meatsmithing? Are they programmable, but in a box refuses to learn? Something like that. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, it's not so much you being able to mix the stuff for advanced cocktail crafting as you knowing what to mix together. So it's like, you know, you pour, it's the shaking that takes a long time. So you put the stuff into the bartender in the box and all it does is mix them together. It's just doing the sort of labor for you. So your expertise is still there, but in a box, I don't know how that's different. And I'm not entirely sure how to justify that. If I had thought about it, I wouldn't have tried to use that rationale at all. No, because in a box is like, he looks at your stuff. Nah, I don't know. In a box won't make the advanced stuff for you because he's an asshole. He could, but he just doesn't. Criswell says, on behalf of all the Jews in KOL, have a happy Hanukkah, motherfucker, and may all of your fingers be singed by candle wax. My nipples were singed by candle wax last time I hung out with your mom, because she was all imitating Madonna in that Body of Evidence movie, and that was all fucked up. Let's see. Simon the Flatulent says, why don't you love Noodle Bandit? Because Noodle Bandit is Jewish. Count D says, will the Arches ever drop triple thick bugbear flavored shakes? No. The only other thing that they'll drop is that Children's Meal of the Damned, once we figure out how we're going to deal with the Children's Meal of the Damned. I'm sure that if we spent an hour with everyone here at the office thinking about it, we could figure it out. Thok says, it's got more fangs and tentacles than an anime convention. You feel vaguely like a Japanese schoolgirl. True, but where am I going to find one at this time of night? Oh, Japan, Thok. Piggy Kupek says, is there a chance we can get some special bonuses in the form of player birthdays, i.e. birthday for the day in the KOL calendar that the player ID was created and real-world calendar, i.e. bonus for every Porktober 8th as well as every July 7th gifts? I don't want to give gifts on people's real-life birthday, because what that'll lead to is one person getting a gift on their real-life birthday to every 99 people who get a gift on what they're pretending is their real-life birthday. People are talking about some issues with the radio stream. I should check. Aha! Unable to send data fast enough. Buffer cleared. I think this happened to me once before. I should try to connect again. It looks like I'm still good on the 24. Now it looks like I've picked up the 64 again. Okay, that totally sucks. Sorry about the radio issues. I wonder... I don't think I have anything going that would be causing issues with the upstream speed. I think that maybe... I know that at home my internet keeps going in and out, as I figured out this morning when I was trying to play some World of Warcraft and got all hung up. Oh, fantastic. Now the 24K server is fucking up. Okay. Sorry, kids. I really hope that everything is working now and will continue to work. And, all right. Yep. God damn it. The 64K is cutting out again. I'm just going to play some music while I try and fix this. This is, damn it.